Residential buildings, red, indicates commercial establishments, such as stores, restaurants, and hotels. Many of our directions tell you to go to a certain house number, and when it is red, we will tell you. And if you do get lost, don't worry, just rewind the tape a little to the last stop that you remember. Then retrace your steps to that point and start again. The maps that accompany these cassettes will help you through the more interesting twists and turns. We highly recommend you take them with you. What makes Florence so fascinating is that it has been constantly changing and adapting over the centuries. But that also means that sometimes a building we describe is covered in scaffolding, the church we want to go into is closed, or the street we need to cross is blocked by construction. Please bear with us when this happens. The area we are in now is the oldest part of Florence. The Baptistry of San Giovanni stands where the original gate to the old Roman city of Florentia once was.
And it was a military camp that was given over to the veterans of Julius Caesar's battles.
Anne Holler is the author of the book Florence Walks.
If you can imagine an amphitheater, baths, a grid-like pattern, something called the Corso that cut right across through the middle of the town. It was just a miniature Rome.
Sometime in the 3rd century AD, the Florentines stopped throwing Christians into their lion-filled amphitheater.